another man done gone, another man done gone. He's from the county farm. 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 I didn't know his name.
Main thing about it, I've seen this happen too in the South. One boy down there, it was a white guy, was liking the same girl that this colored boy was liking. And he told this colored boy not to marry this colored girl, because he wanted her for himself. And the boy told him that he loved her and he was going to marry her. He said, well, you can't get no license here. So the boy ran off, him and the girl, and went off to another town, and they got married. And they come back there, and the man asked him, was he really married to her? He said, yes. So the girl figured if she showed him the license, he would leave her go. So she showed him the license, then they went up there and got him and killed him. And then come back and got her, and she was in family way, was expecting a baby, and they killed her. And then they went and killed his daddy, and they killed his mother. And then one of his brothers, he went out to fight to try to protect him, and they killed him. So they killed 12 in that one family. That was 1913. The boy was named Andrew Belcher. That's the one they killed. And the whole family was Belcher. That was at the place they call Lawndale, Arkansas. That's out from Goulds, Arkansas. We're out there in the woods. Killed the whole family out there. You know, the main thing they'll do down there, just like if I got three brothers, I go to work and do something to a white man, they can't catch me. They'll catch the other brothers.
Anybody in the family.
Yeah, you see, and the main time, all the time, you could do these things and get away and run off, but why do something other than get your whole family killed? You know what I mean? So that's what they know they got on you. See, and if you got a family, they got a girl in the family that they lack, you just want to let him have her, because if you don't, he liable to do something, you know, it's outrageous. Because when they see a Negro woman they like, they're going to have her if they want her.
But another man done gone. Another man done gone, another man done gone, another man done gone. He's from the county farm. 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 I didn't know his name. I didn't know his name. He had a long chain on. He had a long chain on. He had a long chain on. He had long chain on.
What they call a bad Negro is a Negro that will really fight.
Anybody,
his own people.
Anywhere.
See? And then the Negro that will fight the white man, they call him crazy. They don't call him bad. See? Because the fact of business, they say he's gone nuts. The white man will call a Negro a bad seed. Just like you plant a seed.
Oh, yeah,
you
know, ruin the rest of the Negroes.
Ruin the rest of the Negroes. Yeah, you understand the point that I mean?
Sure.
Well, he would open the eyes of a lot of Negroes, tell them things that they didn't know.
He was a smart Negro.
And he'd go around and get the Chicago Defender and bring it down there, you know what I mean? Get it down through there and read it to the Negroes.
Yeah, speaking of Chicago Defender, I were in a place called Amerigold, Mississippi. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they had a restaurant in there, and in the back they had a peephole.
Yeah.
And I thought they were gambling back there or something. I went back there to see whether they were gambling. In fact, I was kind of stranded. I wanted to go back there and shoot a little crap and make me a little steak. And you can imagine what they were doing back there. They were reading the Chicago Defender and had a man on the door.
Lookout man on the door with a
peephole. So,
yeah.
And if a white man or something come in the restaurant, they'd stick the Defender in the stove, burn it up, and start playing checkers.
Yeah.
That's the way they had to smuggle the Defender back. That's what they really call a bad nigger. A nigger that had nerve enough to smuggle a Chicago Defender down in the state of Mississippi where they didn't allow him to put him off there.
Mm-hmm. You see, that's what makes him so tetchous till today, because he have been denied in so many places, until if a gang is in a place And they say, you fellas get back, get over there, or don't stand there, or something like that. They figure right straight that you're pointing out to the Negro, see? And a lot of times they don't mean that. They really mean they don't want nobody standing in that place, but the Negro thinks right straight that they're preferring to him because he's black.
Well, I'll tell you what happened to me. Mm-hmm. My mother, she bought a mule from they call him Captain Mac. You know, he's the boss of the County Road. That's from Jackson, Tennessee.
Jackson, Tennessee.
Mm-hmm. He's the boss. We got it down there, County Road. You know, they mm-hmm. take you out on trucks, you know, and you build bridges and you yeah. dig ditches and things like that. You know, of course, they didn't use no chains. Mm-hmm. But he sold my mother a mule. So by me being young and everything, mother gave me the mule. And naturally, young boy, you know, I'd run the mule. Of course, the mule, he was a nice looking mule. Well, finally, the mule, he got marred up in the bottom, you understand? And the mule died.
Wait a minute.
Is that the mule you married?
What do you mean, marred up?
The mule got marred up.
In mud.
In quicksand.
Is that the mule you bought the hat for?
The mule marred up and he died. And so this Captain Mack, he told mother that he was just crazy. So I'm crazy to get that damn boy out there on the county road. I'm going to do him just like he did that mule. And so his mother had scuffle to keep me off. Every little move I'd make, see, he wanted me. See, he goes, I thought he done sold the mule and she done paid him for the mule. Mm-hmm. But he's going to do me like I did the mule. Mm-hmm. He said, I killed the mule.
Well, how old was you then? You was young.
Oh, man. I was young. I was around 14 years old.
14 years old then, huh? That word, we'll go back to that word, why they say, kill a nigger with high nothing. Kill a mule with buy nothing. See, all those things comes into that same word, see? And in fact, the business, back in those days, a Negro didn't mean no more to a white man than a mule.
Didn't mean as much. Didn't mean as much as a mule.
You agree to that, huh?
No, I agree to that.
Yeah, well, that's the point. That's the point we're getting to now. You see, now you take a mule, they sell the mule. All right, then and that was time they sold a Negro too, see? What they looked at was just the face of a black man. I know a man at my home, they call him Mr. White. That was out on a plantation. Well, he had his own place there. It was about 50 or 60 miles of his place, a square, you know what I mean? From one side to another, you know? And all his fences around his place was white. The trees, he painted them white up as far as he could get. And all the cattle, and the sheep, the goats, and the hogs, and cows, and mules, horses, and everything on his place was white. And any time that his cow or his goat or whatever it was, have a black goat or a black sheep or a black calf or black colt, anything like that, you give them to the niggas. He didn't want nothing on his plantation black. You see, he didn't want no Negro to even come through his place. See, the highway, the government highway went through his plantation. And he bought land around his plantation and built a road out to so Negroes couldn't come through his plantation at all. Come around all the way around, you know. See? Well, that state highway went right through his place. But they didn't know Negroes come through that, see? When you get to that sign there where it says Negro turn, see? This is the main highway where it says here, Negro turn. Well, you turn off that, see, and went around his plantation, see? Well, any time it was a calf or anything like that born on his place is black, he'd call up chickens, even down to black chickens. He had all white chickens, you know. This black chicken, the chicken hatch off some black chickens. While he'd take them and find some Negro and give them to him, you know, so get them off his place. See? And I've known it was a Negro and a white man standing, it was right at a railroad crossing, you know, just to get in town, like while you cross the railroad track. And it was a Negro and a white man standing there, you know, looking, just standing there talking. The white man was telling the Negro what he wanted him to do. And the Negro was coming driving a wagon with a gray mule and a black mule to a wagon, see? So this Negro drove up to the crossing, and the rail was kind of high there, see? And the wheel hit the rail, and the mule was trying to pull over, and he kept saying, get up, get up. So the white man hauled up that ass and says, hey, says, do you know that's the white mule you're talking? He says, oh, yes. I says, get up, Mr. Mule. But he wouldn't hit that gray mule, you know. He wouldn't hit that gray mule.
Yeah.
Get up, Mr. Mule, to the gray mule, you know. But the black mule, he'd hit the black mule, you know, seeing holler, get up, Mr. Mule, you know, to the gray mule. That's what he said.
Bill, what about that? That Prince Abbott tobacco, you know.
Well, I do. I heard of that.
You couldn't. You know, if you go in a store, you didn't say, give me a can of Prince Abbott. Not with that white man on that can.
What did you say there?
Give me a can of Mr. Prince Abbott.
Mr. Prince
Abbott. Mr.
Tobacco.
Mr. Prince Abbott tobacco. That's what you said. I mean.
What was that at?
That was all down through Arkansas, down Goose, Dumas,
yeah,
Yankee Pierce.
Yankee Pierce. Yankee Pierce.
Yep.